It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
If at all possible, I would ask you to have your Bible open and follow along as I read from the Word of God. We're in chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, and we're going to look at verse 29 starting today. And Ephesians 5:29 says, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church." Now, this is a strong argument why a man should love his wife and show her kindness. And then we see it says, "but nourisheth and cherisheth it." You see, a man feeds and clothes his body, his own body. And again, we see the way a husband is to care for his wife. The idea is that he provides for his wife and guards her from exposure and want. He takes care of his wife. The word cherish here means to keep warm. And it may mean here that he defends his body from the cold by clothing it, and this is the way he's to take care of his wife. You see, the two expressions here seem to indicate that he provides food and raiment for the body, and so he is to do for his wife, and in like manner the Lord Jesus regards the church and ministers to its spiritual necessities. But this should not be spiritualized too far as we're thinking about Christ and the church. The general idea is all that we want, that Christ has a tender concern for the wants of the church, as a man has for his own body, and that the husband should show a similar regard for his wife. Well, now, you know, we're going to be with the Lord someday, and we've talked about that. But when we think of being protected by the Lord when we get to be with Him, well, we are protected. But you see, God watches out for us today. Jesus Christ, He's our elder brother according to the Word of God. And He watches out for us. Well, that doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems. That doesn't mean that we're not going to suffer with sickness and disease in this life. We're still in this old body. But thank God, one of these days, these old bodies are going to give up the ghost. These old bodies are going to go by the wayside. It's just a carcass. That may offend somebody, but it's just a carcass. It's not going to do us any good to get to heaven. In other words, it's not going to get us to heaven. We get rid of this old body and we get a new body, fashioned like that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And He wants everybody to have a body fashioned like His. That doesn't mean we're going to look like Him. That means that we're all going to have, we're still going to retain an identity, I believe, according to the Word of God. Just as Jesus retained His identity, so will we. But it's going to be so good to have these old bodies changed, to get rid of this thing that is hindering us from serving God to our fullest, from serving Jesus Christ to our fullest. It's a hindrance. And Jesus Christ is going to get rid of that hindrance one of these days when He says, "Come up hither," in the rapture of the church. Well, we may go before then, and this life may end for each of us. We may go in death. But I remind you that Jesus Christ is going to be waiting for us no matter when it happens, when He comes for us, whether it's in death or at the rapture, we're going to be with Him. Well, Christ is watching over the church, and we need to be watching over our wives. Husbands need to watch over their wives and take care of them. The verse goes on in verse 29, says, "even as the Lord the church." Christ has never hated His church, His people. Christ's love is not only a love of compassion, but of satisfaction and delight. You see, there is a difference between anger and hatred. Christ may be angry with His people on occasion, but He would never hate them. There is a difference between people and their actions. Christ may hate a person's actions, but He would never hate the person. You see, Christ nourishes the church as a father takes care of his child, as a shepherd takes care of his flock, and as a husband takes care of his wife. Christ feeds his church with what is nourishing. And of course, that's the Word of God. And He also provides the bread of life, which is Himself. Christ has given His church, His covenant, His promises with the gospel and the doctrines, with His love and grace. Christ takes care of His people, the church, by His Spirit, as He ministers through His word and ordinances. And you see, besides nourishing and cherishing His church, Christ grants the church near and intimate communion with Himself, which nothing is more desirable or joyful to the church, to His people. See, there is nothing more encouraging to the believer's faith, hope, and love than to be clothed by Christ with the suitable clothing for dignity and character. We've been clothed with a robe of righteousness. We've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. One day we're going to be what's considered and what will be the bride of Christ. We're going to be close to the Lord. We're going to know Him as He is, and He's going to see us for who we really are. We're His child. We're His wife. We're all in all to the Lord. Did you ever stop to think that we're all in all to Him? He's all in all to us right now. Well, He should be. If He's not, He needs to be in your life. You need to trust Him as your all in all. Trust Him as your Savior. But to the saved person, you too need to uphold the Lord Jesus Christ. One of these days, He's going to see us as we are. He's going to see us without spot or wrinkle. And we've talked about that in the book that we're studying, Ephesians chapter 5, in that chapter. He's going to see us as we are, without spot, without wrinkle, and no such thing. We're going to be perfect as we appear with Him. Well, in God's sight, we're already perfect because the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ has made it possible for us to go to heaven, and those of us who have trusted Him, we're perfect in God's sight, because when He looks down at us, when He looks at us, He sees His Son, Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us, that we could have eternal life through Him. Now notice this, if you would, even as our Lord, the church. He takes care of the church, and we're to take care of the wife. Husbands, love your wives. Psalm 16:11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And Psalm 32:11 says, Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 43:4 says, Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise Thee, O God, my God. I believe when we go to the Lord in prayer, we need to approach Him with thanksgiving. We need to approach our Lord and say, Lord, thank You for saving my soul. Thank You for taking care of me. And Heavenly Father, let me praise You. You are the Creator. You are the one who has made everything. And You are the one who is the one who takes care of everything. You are the sustainer of all things, including life. You are the sustainer of life. And more than that, You have seen fit to give man eternal life through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me. And thank You that He rose from the grave on that third day. He has life, and because He lives, I live. Because He lives, I have eternal life, and no man can take that from me. No one can separate me from Your love. Because Jesus Christ died for me, He loved me so much. And You love me so much, Heavenly Father, I thank You. Lord, I can never repay You for what You've done for me and what You will do for me throughout all eternity. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. I believe that when we go to the Lord in prayer, we need to pray like that. We need to thank Him constantly for saving us, for making us fit for heaven. Without Jesus Christ, no one would go to heaven. All people would go to a devil's hell. You see, the devil will be there. He's going to be in the lake of fire. He's not going to be there to torment us. because we're going to be with our Heavenly Father. We're going to be with Jesus Christ, but He will be there, and He's not even going to be tormenting those people who go to hell, go to the lake of fire. You say, why? Because hell was created for the devil and his angels. The lake of fire was created for him. He's going to be tormented more than anyone or anything else is going to be tormented, because hell and the lake of fire was created for him. He's going to be tormented. He's not going to torment anyone who goes there, a human being that dies without Jesus Christ who goes there. He's not going to torment that person, because he's going to be too busy being tormented himself in the lake of fire. The Bible says if you are unsaved right now and you would drop off into eternity, if you would die right now, you would go to a devil's hell. Later on, you would be transferred to the lake of fire, where the devil's going to be. The Bible says it's where the worm dieth not. I believe that's the real person. You too, I believe you will have a new body that will never perish in that fire. You will be tormented forever, 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 never ending. And you will be there with the devil. And you will be tormented if you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You see, God is all merciful, and He lets people know one of two things. You can either go to heaven, or you can go to the lake of fire. You can go to hell without His Son, Jesus Christ. With His Son, you can go to heaven. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's all through the Lord that anyone has salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says whosoever, that means you. That means you can call upon Him right now, and you can receive Him as your Lord and Savior. You can become part of His church right now. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm not talking about doing anything except trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then you become part of His real church, the body of Christ. What a joy it is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I didn't say it's a bed of roses. You're still in this body. You'll still have problems. But Jesus Christ is going to be right there with you. And just as the husband is to nourish and take care of his wife, Jesus Christ takes care of us. He watches over us. And the best part of it is, He's going to take us with Him one day. We're going to be with Him because we've trusted Him as our Lord and our Savior. What a joyous time it's going to be when we see our Savior face to face. That old song says, face to face with Jesus, what shall it be? What can it be? What joy it will be when we're face to face with our Lord. You need to trust Him today as your Lord and Savior. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I've been going my way for all these years, thinking I was going to go to heaven, or thinking, Lord, that I was not going there because I wasn't worthy. Well, Lord, I know that I'm not worthy, but I'm going to trust You to make me worthy by trusting You as my Savior right now. Ask Jesus into your heart, and He'll save you today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.